This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Finally, the DJ V Show is back on the air. After all that news and information, we're going to talk about some of that stuff, bring our own sort of spin to the state of the world on the DJ V program with DJ V'ers Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen, answering the question, who is Ed Buck? And
yeah,
why should
people...
we care who Ed Buck is?
A lot of people probably don't know who Ed Buck is, but I would guess over the next several days you probably will. He is a big political mega donor. He does happen to donate a lot to Democrat candidates. He donated to Hillary Clinton. Adam Schiff is one. My congressman from California, Ted Lieu, also took some money from Ed Buck. A lot of people have. That's secondary, though, other than just maybe thinking that there's some protection that was offered to him because of those donations from the police department in Los Angeles, from local government officials. Ed Buck was arrested on Tuesday. He was charged with operating a drug house. Finally, after a third man reportedly suffered an overdose inside his home in West Hollywood last week. Now, the third person actually survived. The first two, not that lucky. He was not arrested, but he did face a lot of scrutiny from especially African-American groups in Los Angeles after two black men died from overdoses 18 months apart inside of his home. He was not charged in those cases.
This is why I bring up the fact that he's a mega donor,
not to try to say, oh, he's on this side of the aisle and I'm not. This is because I think he's got some favor within the local government in California. He should have been charged 18 months ago. He was charged on Tuesday with three counts of battery. He's accused of injecting his third victim with methamphetamine on September 11th. This is according to the Los Angeles Times. Prosecutors wrote in court papers that Ed Buck used his position of power to manipulate his victims into participating in his sexual fetishes. Now, that included supplying and personally administering dangerously large doses of narcotics to his victims. He has an attorney, and that attorney is not commenting on the arrest at this point. He has defended his client. He insists that he did nothing wrong. Back in 2017, just to pay a little bit of tribute to some of his victims, alleged victims, Jamel Moore was found dead of a drug overdose in Ed Buck's apartment. Ed Buck, who is a white man, obviously a powerful political donor, not charged. An autopsy report said that Moore died of a methamphetamine overdose. He was found naked on a mattress in the living room of Ed Buck, which was littered with drug paraphernalia. 18 months later, a 55-year-old black man, Timothy Dean, also suffered methamphetamine overdose. Prosecutors, again, didn't file criminal charges because they said there was insufficient evidence. Now, the black community has come out against this guy. I mean, they were protesting outside his house at least a few months ago when there were no charges filed in the death of these two gentlemen, mostly because in the case of Jamel Moore, he kept a diary, and he was not a drug user, I don't think a hard drug user anyway, until he met Ed Buck. And he actually wrote a passage in his diary. It was released from his family, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have it in front of me, but something to the effect of, he'll kill me, this guy will murder me, he's the one that exposed me to this methamphetamine, essentially saying that this was how he got introduced, how this was even introduced into his body, and he became an addict because it is extremely addictive. And in the large quantities, because this is some fetish of Ed Buck, he wants to kill people in his home, apparently, with these large doses. I don't know. He's on bail right now. The prosecutors are seeking $4 million in bail, which he probably will be able to come up with, and he probably will be out on the street. And if you can imagine this, he's only facing 5 years and 8 months in prison.
Well, this is bad. That speaks to what we've been talking about ad nauseum, the ineffectiveness, the craziness of sentences, what's been metered out, what is handed out, how your socioeconomic background is going to predicate what you get in some offense. If you got money, you're not going
to be treated. This is murder, though, right?
Treated,
essentially. Manslaughter, at least, right?
Yeah.
So how could that only be 5 years when the homeless woman who sent her kid to the wrong school district got 5 years? I don't understand that.
This is where it comes down to power for me. It's about, I don't know. And the worst thing is, this part of the guy's story who actually made it out of his home and survived.
That's apparently the reason he got arrested, right? Because one guy lived to tell the story? Okay.
And apparently this guy said that he tried to thwart his attempts to get help. The man, he ran out of his apartment and tried to call for help from a gas station, and Ed Buck was trying to stop him from doing that.
He should be put in a padded cell, this guy. Sounds to me like there are
also sort of the plot to that movie Get Out. That's all I keep thinking of. It's like the super liberal who lures in black men. Like it's very, oh my gosh, there's an extra added layer of creepiness on top of the crime.
On the other side of this problem, there is a new, I'm looking at some information about a volunteer request for people who, we keep talking about the folks who are at whatever age addicted to a lot of the things that are around today that you can get your hands on. And there is a new volunteer program in my area called Hidden in Plain Sight. It's actually open every day in the big mall next to Lord & Taylor's. And what they're doing is presenting lots of information to connect parents with treatment, recovery programs. The story is built around, they built in this store a teenager's bedroom and places where in the bedroom drugs are concealed by children. This is for parents to understand if their children are acting improperly, what to look for.
That's
now, I don't know how
smart.
Much of a problem this is in your neck of the woods, but around here, it's become a huge, huge problem. And the education system doesn't know how to deal with it, and frankly, shouldn't. This should be something that's done at home, but the fact that there's this thing set up and the parents are going, I mean, I can't even imagine as a parent being confronted
trying
with
to
this.
Navigate that scares me too, because I'm not a drug person at all, and I never was. Right, but like, I kids are smart and they know how to like hide this stuff, and I would have no idea. I don't think, I mean, I consider myself to be like pretty street smart and common sense, so I don't think I could figure it out.
Another congressman not seeking re-election. We'll talk about that next here on today's DJV program.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to the fate of Congressman Paul Cook, who's from your state of California. Jennifer says he's not had enough of Congress. He's going to run for some local government job. Where is what part of California?
It's like Lake Elsinore, Victorville. It's the Inland Empire part of the High Desert.
Yeah,
San Bernardino County.
So what is his loss gonna? Who runs?
I'm not sure why he's going to retire. I can probably.
You're not gonna retire. He's running for some local.
I mean, well, retire from Congress, and that he wants to be a county supervisor. I think I'm not sure why he's leaving. I know that he had a lot of people running against him, and he's one of the few Republicans who actually was able to win in the state of California. So really? Democrats, I'm sure, will try to target a seat to try to see if they can't flip that one, because pretty much every congressional seat in California at this point is held by a Democrat. So I don't know if maybe he just thought the competition was going to be too great, or if he was just tired of all the drama within Congress. Yeah. I mean, it's a tough place to be right now. Watching the hearings with Lewandowski, it's they're not doing anything. It's just a bunch of yelling. It's ridiculous.
Back in Los Angeles, California, the company that owned that boat that caught fire, Truth Aquatics, a lot of search and rescue, or not search and rescue, search and find. What's going on with that? You got any late stuff? The headquarters were raided. People looking for information on their safety and maintenance and that sort of thing. Batteries apparently behind the blow up, 39 people.
Gone. Yeah, a lot of people died, and there were a lot of civil lawsuits that were going to be filed. So what I've heard so far is that the owners of the company are trying to protect their assets against civil lawsuits. That's number one. Number two, I heard that it was at least possible, or the allegation is that all of the crew members were asleep, that there wasn't one person who was actually on watch, which is what is supposed to happen. That's the protocol. And that the fire could have ravaged the boat while everybody was sleeping, even the crew on the top deck. So that's kind of the latest there.
Yeah. I saw something, and I'm now trying to find it, and I can't. And I won't get into, I won't indulge any of us in it, other than as I'm looking for information. I keep coming across Nick Carter's name, and you were talking about him off the air. I said, what's the difference between Nick Carter and Nick Cannon? And I was roundly criticized for that. So, from there, though, what is all the chatter about Nick Carter? What's the deal? What are we confronting?
Well, apparently he filed a restraining order against his little brother, Aaron Carter. And I don't know. The story's bizarre. I don't know their whole background. Aaron Carter had problems with drug addiction and went on rehab on TV, I think, last year or the year before to try and get himself clean because he was addicted to opioids. And now Nick Carter is accusing him of, I don't know, threatening or apparently having feelings of wanting to kill Nick Carter's wife and unborn child, and they got a restraining order against him.
And Aaron Carter has guns. I think that's part of it, too. And for whatever reason, he's legally, I guess, allowed to have his guns. I'm not sure what the... But I saw something about Nick Carter saying, look, you know, he's unstable and he's got guns. So, it's a mess. That whole family... They, like, divorced their dad they emancipated themselves from their father, and I think the father was a drug addict. They're a mess, that whole family.
Wow. That's
really
unfortunate.
Sorry I asked.
Yeah. 21 after the hour.
Moment. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Amazing how people come up with ideas for songs, lyric line. I'm over drinking over you. That's interesting. Yeah, a lot of people might identify with this, and that's obviously what they're trying to do. Any good musician group trying to attract as much attention. This is Little Big Town, and they are welcoming in the new year with Nightfall this year. Can you imagine? We're talking about the new year already. This is a January 17th release next year of this LP called Nightfall, a group unveiling the first single from Nightfall called Over Drinking. I'm going to stop drinking, in other words, because I'm sick of thinking about you. Right? Isn't that really kind of it?
Yeah.
They played at Carnegie Hall, which is really, that's pretty substantial. Right? You don't usually have
they
groups like this.
They will be at Carnegie Hall, yeah.
Oh, that's in the January 17th? That's the whole thing? Oh.
Well, at the beginning of January, they're going to be at Carnegie Hall, and I think they're doing maybe multiple nights. And then they go on their new tour, the Nightfall tour.
Yeah, right, okay. Little Big Town, been a staple at many of the country's larger concert venues and festivals over the past decade or so. But for this group's winter through spring tour, they're going to concentrate on a more intimate theater setting that echoes the band's residency at the Ryman Auditorium. Following the Carnegie Hall appearance, the foursome will play two nights at Harlem's Apollo Theater. Caitlin Smith will open all the dates following the Carnegie Hall concert, with the tour currently scheduled through early May. Did I talk a little
interesting
bit?
Interesting that they're going to be at the Apollo.
Yes, yes, that is very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked yesterday about the PBS special of on country music and how it affected it. Really, when I think about the Ryman, you know, I performed sort of.
At the Ryman?
That's right. Yeah, I did. It was Skeeter Davis. We had a convention of tacos in Nashville, and we were invited to come to the Ryman and with all of the their acts play every week. In the country world, that's how they sort of get their bona fides. And as Skeeter Davis. I saw her, met her, and I said, I love that song. And she said, you want to sing it with me? And so I went up with a couple of others, and we sang it. It's a night to be remembered, as you can imagine.
Next up,
musically, the annual Allman Family Revival Tribute, which is aimed at remembering Greg Allman, grown into a three-city tour this year, hit San Fran, Denver, and New York. It's coming December. Lineup includes the Allman Betts Band, Cheap Trick's Robin Zander, Robert Randolph, Todd Parker Moore of Big Head, Todd and the Monsters, Jimmy Hall, Samantha Fish, and Jimmy Vivino. Not everybody is going to be in all the shows, but it's an interesting combination, isn't it, of people. Show's taking place December 7th at San Francisco's Fillmore. There's a storied joint, if there ever was one.
Legendary,
Oh, my God. Denver's the Mission Ballroom, and then at the Beacon Theater, another storied place here in Boston on the 28th of December.
New York. The Beacon's in New York.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yes.
But it is a very famous venue, and you're right. Yes, it is a storied venue. So you're right about all that.
There's one in Boston as well. Anyway, all the proceeds benefit the School of Rock. Is that the movie that White was in, or Black?
Jack Black.
As opposed to Jack White.
Right.
The Allman Betts Band. Yes, right. Led by Greg Allman's son, Devin, and Dickie Betts' son, Dwayne Betts. This group came together last year to honor the music of Allman Brothers along with their original song. So, this looks like kind of an interesting deal, doesn't it, huh? Hey, this song. Crank it up. 28 past the hour. Thank you, Kara.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travels. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump confirms he did discuss former Vice President Joe Biden and corruption allegations in a phone call with Ukraine's president. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press not all the facts are in yet.
It is not appropriate for any candidate for federal office, certainly including a sitting president, to ask for assistance from a foreign country. That's not appropriate, but I don't know that that's what happened here.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is trying diplomacy to ease tensions with Iran, Iran is denying it had anything to do with an attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. Pompeo tells ABC's This Week, don't believe what you hear.
Came from the north. This is a sophisticated attack. These weapon systems had ranges that could not have come from the Houthis. It is crazy for anyone to assert that they did. I mean, it is literally nuts on its face.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are the best of the best. The DJV Show, if I do say so myself. There are lots of people who evaluate what's on the radio, and we are declared by many to be the best of the best. Jennifer Horn, best of the best. Victoria Keelan, best of the best. Kara Schillen, best of the best. What?
Doug Steffen, best of the best.
Best of the best.
I give it back to you.
Thank you very much. Yes, very nicely done. The situation here... I'm just reading an overview, excuse me, about being intoxicated. You know what that is?
Intoxicated?
Yep.
Are you drunk in Texas?
No. Nope. Oh. That's it.
Is this something to do with Texas?
Nope.
No idea.
The survey of texting while driving has shown that you are six times more dangerous than drunk drivers if you are texting while you were driving.
Totally, I believe that.
Six times more dangerous. So, how do you save yourself and not hurt people, you selfish bastards who are texting right now while you're driving? Think about that. Think about how selfish it is. What is in your mind that you have to text that's so serious, so important, you can't wait until you stop? What's the matter with people? How have people gotten so selfish? That's really kind of where this comes from. Okay, so a new word introduced into the lexicon. Food news now. Victoria is looking at some... I've got a couple of items, and you got a couple of items. So how are we going to help people eat better and enjoy the food that's in front of them?
Well, first of all, if you have a bag of General Mills gold medal unbleached all-purpose flour, toss it or take it back to the store because, and if it has a better if used by date of September 6th, 2020, that all those bags have been recalled because they found E. coli in the sampling. Now, the other thing is, if you do make something with this flour, as long as it's fully cooked, then E. coli really shouldn't affect you.
No.
If it's cooked, but a lot of people, you know, they eat the cookie dough or they eat the brownie batter or whatever, and if you're eating any type of raw flour or flour that isn't fully cooked all the way through, then that's where you're going to get into trouble. And so they said the recall is out of an abundance of care, as General Mills has not received any direct consumer reports yet with illnesses, but during their own testing, they found E. coli in a large amount of these bags. And again, this is the gold medal unbleached all-purpose flour, and that's the... They've got UPC codes and stuff, so you can go on the FDA's website. They have everything on there as well. And again, they say flour, regardless of the brand, can contain bacteria that causes disease. You should never eat any raw flour. And you know, like I said, a lot of people like to eat the cookie dough or the batter, but, you know, you have to really be careful.
Be smart. Speaking of, this sort of is food news related. Anthony Bourdain's possessions are being auctioned off to raise money for his family. He was a famous... What sort of culture would you say he was responsible for sustaining best? Because there's a lot of different things that people got out of him and his life. Fans followed him.
I just was so in love with his travel show, and he just brought so many different cultures to the American household, you know, and places
he
you would never
go. He did eat a lot
of
weird stuff, though.
He did eat weird stuff, but places that you would never go that most Americans would never even think of traveling to, and just to learn, and one of the things that he always said, you know, if you have a meal with someone, you can learn so much about a person, and through their food and their culture, and it was like the most educational show without being down-your-throat educational. And I think that's what the impact really he had on so many people.
So they're selling off his collection of tools, it would seem. A knife worth $6,000 that was custom made for him by Bob Kramer. He's got $400,000 worth of things online in October. Three exhibits, New York, Savannah, Georgia, and down in Texas. Prices, I guess, there's minimum bids. That happens often in auction. 60% of what comes in goes to his family, his separated wife and his daughter, and then the 40% that is remaining goes to the Anthony Bourdain Legacy Scholarship Fund at the Culinary Institute of America. So that, looking to see who would benefit from that. Where are these people that come from all around the country, right?
Yeah, well, the Culinary Institute of America is one of the best culinary schools in the world. So, yeah, anyone who...
Would you bid on any of this stuff, Victoria?
It depends on what it is. I was a big fan of his, but, yeah, it depends on what the items were. I don't think I need a knife that's worth $6,000.
No.
But maybe there's some other... He was also
sharper,
a huge...
To cut you better? What is it? What's,
yeah, right? He was also a huge music fan, so I'm guessing there's probably some really cool music stuff in his collection that would probably interest me.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. There's a new body of information, food acting as a natural defense against disease and infection. This sounds like a chapter, Kara, of our conversations with Dr. Jack Stockwell that you can hear, by the way, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. He's a Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He's always talking about how to strengthen the immune system. A lot of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. That's something that I do a lot. It helps me, I think, fend off illnesses. But I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, too. And that's what the fall, I'm looking at a fall menu I didn't realize there were things like this put out. Summer menus, fall menus, winter menus. Did you know that, ladies? That there are different menus for different times of the year that are recommended by chefs and people who are experts
in eating
the right
foods. Because you want to eat what's
fresh, right? Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, seasonal. You follow the seasons.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm trying to figure out what it is as I look through this. I got some tomatoes and potatoes last night to eat with a piece of fish. Cabbage also. I thought the cabbage this year was fabulous.
Ask me what I just had for breakfast.
Cabbage.
No. Oh. I was going to say that's gross.
Tomato. Fish.
No.
What?
Radish.
No, only you eat fish for breakfast, Doug.
You had radishes? Radishes are fabulous.
I've been craving radishes. Is that the weirdest thing ever?
No, they're very good for you.
I must be missing something.
You're not pregnant, are you?
Kara, didn't Jack say in our conversation this week that you should eat what you crave? Wasn't that when I said to him,
Jack says every single time. He says, you should eat what you crave as long as it's not sugar or flour. I say, okay, Jack.
I'm on the donut diet then, Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're on Dunkin' Donuts. You're craving radishes.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, I know. So I was so excited. I was like, oh, I have some in the refrigerator.
All right, Jennifer, this one's for you. Age-related brain plaque, which may play a role in Alzheimer's. Can start forming in your 40s. Alzheimer's diagnosis.
In their 40s.
Triple. By the time you're 50, drinking a glass of red wine every day, making it Merlot, has the most resveratrol, antioxidant, that kind of stuff. Yep. And dark chocolate has resveratrol as well. 2 ounces a day. And up to 2 glasses of Merlot and 2 pieces of dark chocolate.
That's totally fine. Yeah.
Olive oil, also big fruits and vegetables that protect your brain from wear and tear. Blueberries especially. Should have 2 cups of fruit. I have 2 cups of blueberries a day and all kinds of others. So seafood, the omega-3 fatty acids. But I thought this, when I saw this, this is Jennifer, all over the place because
of wine and dark chocolate.
It starts with wine and dark chocolate.
That's like me too. Wine, dark chocolate, and seafood. Yum.
Yeah.
That's
yum. The folks at McDonald's are bringing back the green shake. What's the green? The shamrock green shake, offered exclusively in Philadelphia at the moment. Part of the chain's Stop, Scream, and Shake campaign. In support of the Eagles. Really? This is the 6th year they've done this there. Anybody care about the shamrock shake?
I love a shamrock shake.
Do you?
It's like the only thing. Yeah, they're mint. They're really good.
Yeah, they're normally March for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right. You ever been to Steak and Shake? What's it called, Jennifer?
Shake Shack?
Shake Shack. Right.
There is Shake Shack, but there's also Steak and Shake, and I've never been to either, but I think Steak and Shake has a ton of shakes, right? Isn't that like their big thing?
Yeah. There's one at the mall, the Westfield Mall on Santa Monica, and I remember when I went to the movies not long ago, I stopped in because I was craving a frap. Now, nobody knows what a frap is outside of New England.
Frappuccino, right?
No. A frap is a milkshake with ice cream in it. Milkshakes, but some people think milkshakes are...
But isn't that what a milkshake is?
Well, no, it's not really what a milkshake is. Take it from one who learned when I worked at Friendly's as a teenager. I made fraps, I made awful awfuls, and the awful awful was a really thick milkshake. You put 6 scoops of ice cream into a little bit of milk and with some syrup, and that thing was like, you had to have a spoon. to eat it. And so I don't know why I started thinking about that when I walked through the mall. I haven't had a milkshake or a frap for years. So I stopped at the Steak and Shake and had it wasn't a bad, the ice cream wasn't that great, but it wasn't bad. It was something that the reason I bring it up is because we all have these little things, these urges, and some of them go back to when we were children, right? The stuff that you crave, to go back to using that word, is stuff that we haven't had for a long time. And I use that as, but maybe You can follow Jennifer's advice and crave radishes better for you.
Well, the sad thing is, if somebody would have said, do you want an apple fritter or a radish, I may have gone in a different direction.
Really? All right. 46 past the hour on today's DJV program.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Hurricane Dorian has caused catastrophic destruction and flooding in the Bahamas, and vulnerable children and families are suffering in its aftermath. Project Hope has deployed emergency response teams and medical professionals where they are needed most. They're working with partners to deliver urgently needed supplies. They're working to save lives. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope and their emergency response teams, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Here's some great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Jennifer.
Doug.
PG&E. Offering billions of dollars to the wildfire victims, but they're not paying. Apparently you're paying.
Yeah.
Right? That's nice of you to help out all those folks that have...
Thank the former governor who helped set up PG&E quite nicely so that they can stay in business, be a terrible power and electric company, and have failing infrastructure that's sparking fires throughout the state.
Have they done anything to clean up their act? Is anything changing in the way they operate?
They're getting
they
ready
are
to
in
file
Chapter
for
11, right?
Right?
Well, they're in Chapter 11,
mm-hmm.
Right. There are a lot of people who aren't happy with this. And I guess that's because they aren't getting as much money, or are there people that really have...
Well, there's a cap on what they can pay out anyway. And then the other thing, their answer to fire season is that they're just shutting people's power off when it's high fire danger days so that they don't risk the fact that their power lines would spark.
That's good. That sounds like a great way to run things. Yeah. Congratulations. It's 10 minutes. This is these public companies like this. It's just, they're so corrupt. The corruption in this country, not just here, but among the human race. Is that just a natural thing that we have to accept that people are corrupt, that groups of people are corrupt? Oof. 10 before the hour.
Yeah.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
For us to have our weekly visit in person, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, the man of the day, the man of the month, the man of the year, the man of the decade, the man of the century. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, your dog or cat's best friend. Good morning, Warren, and welcome. Good
morning. I was going to let you keep talking.
Oh, were you?
Hey, you know, it's interesting. I came across something the other day that really was bugging the heck out of me. And I was trying to figure out why so many people in the field that I'm in, trainers, behaviors, guardians, are always focusing and calling, hey, Warren, how do I correct my dog from doing this? Or how do I correct my cat from doing that? So I wanted to share some common sense with people. First of all, the best way to correct the problem is to prevent the problem in the beginning. Prime example, a dog chews his shoe. The owner takes the shoe away and says, you can't chew on that, and gives the dog a toy of his own. What did that guardian just do? It just told the dog that anytime it wants a new toy, just grab a shoe. You just rewarded that behavior. It's like the person who tries to stop their dog from digging. You can't stop a dog from digging, but you can teach them where to dig. You can't stop a cat from scratching, but you can teach them where to scratch. So here's the bottom line. A new dog comes into the household. It's an adorable puppy. Everyone wants the puppy jumping on him. Then 6 months down the road, the dog's now 80 pounds, and they call me and say, Warren, how do I stop it? So here's my common sense thought. Don't teach your pets or encourage any behavior that you don't want to see later on in life, and focus on teaching behaviors that you do want to see. So rather than correcting all these behaviors later on, if you start at the beginning by teaching good behaviors, it takes the same energy and the same intelligence to learn how to do something right as it does to learn how to do something wrong, you'll have an incredible relationship with your pet for many, many years. So that's the secret, prevention versus correction.
So the exception to that may be, I'm just throwing this out for your edification, in my case, I adopted a dog that was 2 years old, a little over, actually 2.5 years old, almost three when I got her. She'd been in a puppy mill, lived in a cage for 2 years, pooped and peed all over herself and in the cage, couldn't walk. So when I brought her home, she pooped and peed in the house. And then eventually has gotten out of it, so she doesn't do that. And I'm not sure what I did to encourage her to poop and pee outside other than bring her outside. Or every once in a while I'd get after her for peeing or pooping in the house. She now is very good about that. And other things, she just seems to be coming into her own. Maybe it's because she trusts me, whatever it is.
It's a combination, Doug. But think about this. It takes a long time for a dog or a cat or even a human being that's been in some type of negative situation. Once they come into a positive situation, it takes them a while to decompress. I deal with this all the time because so many of my listeners adopt older dogs, 6, 7, 8-year-old dogs, taking from horrendous situations. And I explain to them, give it some time. Don't expect miracles. Let the dog decompress. It's been through a whole lot. They have their own form of PTSD. When they first come out of the shelter, given some time and some positive focus, they will come around. That's what I always recommend to people. There's always a positive at the end.
Now I'm confronted. Yesterday I brought her to the vet for her checkup and have a little acupuncture, that kind of stuff. I put her on the scale. That little pig weighs 61 pounds now, and I got her,
whoa,
she weighed 54.
You sound like Alec Baldwin, that little.
No, she is the most wonderful, sweetest little thing. I love her. And I've not paid attention. You know, she didn't look like she was gaining weight, but when I got her on the scale, and it was 610, and the vet came out and looked at me, because the people that work at this veterinary clinic are people that I've known for a long, long time. And I was embarrassed, actually.
Well, you know, it's kind of like when I was growing up, we were never chubby kids. We were big boned. You know, we never chubby. We were big boned.
Tears around now. She gets lots of exercise. That must just be...
I think, Lauren, isn't there a thing that a lot of rescues have with happy weight? I've heard that a lot, that rescues, once they really settle in, it could even take a couple years, and then, like, they just puff out with happy weight. Because that happened to our little guy. He was a stray, and then...
Even my own little guy, Molly, put on a few pounds, so I got him on a little program right now. But it's hard for the guardian to kind of pick up on the fact that the dog's gaining weight, but it's very common. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, Doug, as far as I know, and I've been doing this for a few weeks, air doesn't have any calories.
Air.
Yes, air. So in other words, if the dog is gaining weight and getting the same amount of exercise, obviously the calorie intake is a little bit more than the dog should have. So here's the secret. Many small meals throughout the day, just like a person dieting. Instead of one big meal, small meals throughout the day.
And it could have something to do with the fact that she and I share a cup of ice cream every afternoon.
Oh, boy.
That may have nothing to do with it, Doug.
All right. Warren Eckstein, take his advice. He's the man in the know when it comes to pets at thepetshow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.